Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We are proceeding through the book of Acts, and I hope that you've been following along. If not, you can, of course, find all of our podcasts archived on our website, paulwhiteministries.com, or on your app. Also, we post these every day to my personal Facebook page and to Paul White Ministries' Facebook page. Acts chapter 3, we are in the 16th verse. Peter is preaching a sermon to the assembled crowd who have just witnessed a miracle in which Peter and John have healed the man sitting at the gate beautiful, and they are now proceeding to explain the miracle, what has happened and why it has happened. He says, "And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all." And he makes that interesting statement, almost as if he's changing his mind at the beginning of the verse. He says, "And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong." I don't think it's a mind change with Peter, but a clarification with Peter on something that until they saw Jesus, they had never seen before. And what I mean by that is that the disciples heard Jesus when he healed the sick or when he cast out devils. And I'm going to use a specific instance in a moment. They heard him refer to people's faith. For instance, in the 9th chapter of Matthew, Jesus is confronted by a woman that had an issue of blood. You know the story. Whenever she touches his garment and Jesus turns and sees her and calls her daughter, he says to her, "Your faith has made you whole." Or the New King James, "Your faith has made you well." And that was a concept, if you'll think about it, that was very unfamiliar to the Jewish ear. "Your faith has made you well." They would have said God made you well. They wouldn't have said anything about your faith. Yet Jesus starts to introduce this concept of people believing on the Father. And the disciples begin to take that lesson to heart, and they begin to take it farther, that the reality is that people can believe not only on God's ability to heal, but that people can believe on the name of Jesus. Peter is also, no doubt, keeping in mind the fact that Jesus told his disciples, "Up until now, you've not asked anything in my name, but once I leave, if you ask it in my name, you shall have it." So Peter tries it. That's the best way to say it. He tries it in Acts chapter 3, and he says, "In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise, take up your bed and walk." And then when it works, and I'm not saying Peter thought, well, maybe it won't work, but we do have to use I think the terminology is correct. Until you've tried it, you haven't tried it. He tries it, and he sees that through faith in Jesus, great miracles happen. And so it's important to note that from the very outset of Orthodox theology, the early church lays as a precedent for what happens, faith. This is a precedent that they will never move away from in the New Testament, that one believes. There is no statement in the epistles or the early church that the reason people weren't healed was because they didn't have faith. That's an addition that people have tried to place into the message now, but that's not in the scriptures. But they do heavily emphasize the need to believe. We'll talk about the crucifixion of Christ and how it relates to the assembled crowd on tomorrow's podcast. Until then, grace and peace. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.